Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Time for the meat of the order for the Yankees last night, and the meat was cooking. 2, 3, 4, 5 spots in the order. Grisham, Judge, Belly, and Volpe, 7 total hits, 5 RBIs, as the Yankees whack Kansas City 10-2. And by the way, another piece of meat is going to be on the way back pretty soon. Giancarlo Stanton with a couple of hits over at Double A. I don't know what you knuckleheads are laughing about, but you're laughing about something. Double A rehab, he had a couple of hits there. So the Yankees with the highest team OPS in all the baseball, the meat of the order, cooking again for the Bombers. So when you're looking for the meat for your order, choose Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
You know, I just noticed Hoff, BT Tal back on the Fan, 888-808-1019. I just noticed Hoff, who had the sausage, egg, and cheese before.
Yep.
I look across the screen right now.
What's he eating now?
Eating a bagel with cream cheese now.
Yes, I'm a raisin.
I mean, Hoff.
Come on. A sausage, egg, and cheese and a bagel is only 12:30. I'm jealous.
I've been up since like 7.
I say this because I'm jealous. So this is now lunch? Is that what that is?
Yeah, this is lunch.
What are you jealous of? That he's eating it?
Yeah, I wish I could. Well, yes, I wish I could have eaten the sausage, egg, and cheese. And by the way, I heard that Boomer did not even get a sausage, egg, and cheese this morning. Apparently, they only brought 2.
No, and Hop got his grubby fingers on one?
I'm just saying.
Well, maybe that's why Boomer didn't get it.
Apparently, what happened is, I'm not going to name names.
We will eventually.
Somebody grabbed one of the 2 that were there.
Hop.
Boomer went out to look. It was not there.
Oh, boy.
Somebody placed it back after the fact, realizing they didn't indeed want to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Hop went by and scooped it.
He's got it.
So it was stolen twice.
I believe somebody took it initially, and then you just happened to go by and saw it, and was like, oh here's a sausage.
Listen, that's a community table. You know that.
You know what? I'm with you on that. It is. If it's there,
well,
it's everybody's.
But if they brought it for Boomer and Gio.
Yeah. Well, how do we know they brought it for them?
They brought it in the morning. I'm assuming they didn't bring it for us.
They just want to make it early for us.
No. They brought it for Boomer and Gio. If you bring it for Boomer and Gio, Boomer and Gio better get first.
100%. 100%.
That's like back in the day. I told you the stuff with you know, people would bring food in or whatever and leave it. There was a community spot back in the Astoria days.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes, you know, sometimes people would bring it in, sure. Sometimes people would order their own. And usually, like, when Mike and Chris would order it, either Chris would order it for a few of us or Mike would order it for everybody. And
Mike did a little more, is what you're saying.
Well, yes, in that regard. Doggy was a little tight. Alligator arms for the man.
That's amazing to me.
That was not the case with Mike.
No, it doesn't seem like Mike was tight.
So Mike, he probably bought whatever. He bought lunch for everybody. And then, you know, he was in between. You know how he's trying to eat during a commercial break.
Sure.
And he would go back in the studio. He happened to leave his egg roll on the community.
An egg roll.
In the community spot.
Not a chicken cutlet parmesan.
No, not
a calzone. Egg roll.
It was in this spot. In this particular spot. I was out in the newsroom. One of a few who were out in the newsroom. He left his egg roll in the community spot. Mike went in, did the segment, comes back out. Where's my egg roll?
Who ate it?
The intern.
Oh, Jesus.
The intern, Jeff Bohr. He ate Mike's egg roll.
Mike light him up or Mike take
Mike
it easy
it well.
On him?
He said,
did.
Yeah, it's not the worst thing you can do. Not good, but it's not the worst thing you can do.
Interesting.
But that kid became famous forever. So community stuff, yeah.
What's that kid doing now?
I have no idea.
I used to see him at Yankee Stadium covering it for Sirius.
Jeff Bohr?
Yes.
You know who got him in, I think?
Oh,
didn't
for
Mink,
radio?
Didn't Minko get Jeff Bohr in?
It could be.
I'm pretty sure there was a tie-in with
Bohr.
Mink. Yeah, you probably wouldn't have known.
I've never heard the name either.
Well, next time you see Mink, ask him about Jeff Bohr.
I will.
He'll go into the whole thing and tell you the story. Point is, you don't want to be eating Mike's food. You don't want to be eating Boomer's food.
Those are the two people you don't want to eat. I learned a lesson, too. So when I come down the hall back in 2013 to launch CBS Sports Radio, it's not called that anymore.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
I don't know. I don't know the rules at the Fan. I'm just kind of being me.
Right.
And Greg's obviously here, Boomer. And if you recall, well, you were doing the overnight sometimes, so you probably saw it. They always had food in their office. Bags of bags. I mean, Craig would eat like a gavone.
Yeah,
I mean, somehow he wouldn't gain a ton of weight, but he would eat like a monster. And I don't know. I'm like, wow, this is awesome. I just started a national network, and they bring breakfast every day. So I'm really not trying to be an ass. I'm just assuming that it's okay for me to walk in. Yeah, I walk in the first time or two. I think Eddie may have even been in there. Hey, what's up, Eddie? I just walk in. Yeah. I go over to the bag. I start cutting things up. Dude, like, it's my office. Like, in hindsight, and eating their food. I'm like, what? Like, nobody really, I think they were making fun of me on the air. Nobody really said anything like a jerk, but it was quickly established, like, number one, this is not your office, and number two, this is not your food.
That's great, the unwritten rules. Yeah. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. Shams has a report. The Phoenix Suns and Kevin Durant's business partner, Rich Kleiman, are, let me just make sure this is real.
Rich is his boy, that's for sure. Rich is Durant's guy.
They're sorting through trade options with interested teams, mainly featuring the Rockets,
Spurs, Knicks,
the T-Wolves, the Heat, and the Knicks.
That's five. Yeah, I heard a little Miami, too.
You starting to open up about KD?
Yeah. They're desperate. Yeah, I am, actually. I am. The reason why Sal just asked me that is because the other day, I laced into him, and I meant it. He didn't want us when he was at the height of his powers. But you know what? Whatever. I don't care.
I think he would fit the team well.
I do, too, actually.
Now, it also depends on what you have to give up, but... a player his caliber, you want to get, even at his age.
Yes.
I still think he could be useful. Obviously, he could shoot the lights out, stretch the floor. He could attack if he needs to.
Average 25 a game. Now, you brought something up before the show. You and I were talking. Didn't he get into a little Twitter spat last night?
Yeah, so he's so sensitive. Yeah,
he's got thin skin, dude.
I used to love him with OKC.
Yeah, me too.
And then he went to the Warriors and just ruined everything as far as I'm concerned. But either way, whatever he's got to do, he's got to do. We're allowed to have our opinions. People on social media have theirs. Why is he even acknowledging it? And he got into it again with somebody on social media. I don't know who it was that he got into it with, some girl who I think covers the NBA in some aspect or gives...
Nothing disrespectful, just defending himself as a player, reacting to criticisms.
Yeah, all I think she said was, it's time to say it. Kevin Durant has not been great since he left the Warriors. Whatever it was, she said it. And he's like, let's talk about it. Let's have the conversation about it. Here's what I accomplished, blah, 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 blah. Like, dude. So anyway, point is, that sensitivity, which he's shown for years.
Oh, yes.
Predating his Nets days.
I told you, he jumped in on with me. I did that the other day. I read the tweets from him about six years ago.
So my question to you, who knows this firsthand with KD, how do you think it's going to go over in New York?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, but you asked me. I'll answer it. I mean... I can tell you one thing, probably you and I would be in the middle of it somehow pretty fast.
Yeah.
I mean, not even that we'd want to be, but would it surprise you? Let's face it, guys. Kevin Durant comes to the Knicks. Would it surprise anybody of all the people? Somehow there's a little BT and Sal Durant angle that just popped up. Would it surprise anybody? Wouldn't surprise me.
Or maybe Gio calling him a loser or something.
You know what? Gio's got the high odds there as well.
Yeah.
He's got the short odds, I really should say, based on that. So, yes, us three, me and you and Gio. Boomer seems to stay out of that fray, but Gio finds, like us, a way to insert himself into it, which is fun.
Although McPherson is the most active probably on social media out of all of us.
Yes, he is very active.
And a former Nets fan. Yeah. Or a Nets fan, but KD, a former Net. Maybe Keith gets his...
gets his licks in there, too. Yeah, maybe. Now, just to answer it really, do I think it would impact his performance? No. Listen, the reason why I think Kevin Durant does this, because the question is... You've got all this money. You've got all this fame. Why would you not be above the criticisms at this point? You're not a young college kid going through social media criticisms for the first time. You are calloused. You're 35 years old, 36. Social media's been around basically since you entered the NBA. You know the game by now. Why are you still playing the game? Well, I think it's very simple, and I don't say this to be funny or affect. I honestly think what Kevin Durant does almost every night is light up a fat blunt, and this has been in articles, by the way. This isn't me just saying this. Light up a fat blunt, play video games, and scroll all night. And when you are high and you are scrolling and you are bored, he's not married, no kids, you're going to react to tweets. I honestly think it's as basic as that. I truly do.
Yeah, and I just don't know if that's the right mindset. I have to understand that I am becoming an old man, at 45, or even just the antiquated thought, I can't wrap my head around people who just live in this world on the social media, on the phone, all the time.
I don't get it.
I have to use it for certain, like we have to use it for certain things, keep up with the news or whatever. Actually, I find myself, even last night, I'm trying to watch the Mets and Yankees together, and I'm also scrolling.
Yeah.
Like I'm sitting there, like it's a bad habit and I shouldn't do it. It's also taking my eye off the game or games a little bit.
For sure.
But it's just become a way of how we, especially in sports, deal with this.
Yeah.
But if I'm an adult, or in my adult functioning mind, without having to do this for work, I don't want to be living my life on there. So the point about a young, I know these young kids, it's all that they know, but I still have a hard time thinking like, dude, Sauce Gardner doesn't need social media. Mm-hmm. Kevin Durant doesn't need social media. So why even just get caught up in it? But that's what young kids do.
I don't know. I don't know. I answered from my age and my experience and what you just said, very similar to that. Like, I don't need it and I don't really like it. But if I was a lot younger and that's all I knew, I don't know. Would I mean, I've always been aggressive on the air. You know, you too. That's always kind of been our style. That's who we are. We love to debate and have a little fun with that. Why would I be different on social media if I was 22 years old? I probably wouldn't be.
You wouldn't be.
Yeah.
And that could actually get you in trouble and prevent you from getting a job like this or whatever. All right, BT, it's
out. Or make you millions, actually.
Well, right. That's another thing I can't wrap my head around.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.